It's Tuesday, January 17th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Goldman Sachs report predicts 45-55% chance of mild recession in 2023. Amazon expands Prime logistics to independent merchants, and ransomware operators shift to stealing data, increasing the risk. This is the Business of Tech. I'll start this segment with the Axios headline I've been pondering. No one knows anything. Why? Well, it turns out no one knows what's coming. The probability of a recession in 2023 is between 45% and 55%, per the authors of a Goldman Sachs Investment Strategy Group report released on January 13th. You know, a coin flip. Trend-wise, it's the highest since the prediction started over a decade ago. The good news is that the group thinks that if a recession does come, it will be mild. Inflation is coming down per the data released last week. Price increases are rising at a more moderate pace, and some prices are declining. In the final 3 months of 2022, core inflation, which excludes food and fuel costs, came in at an annualized 3.1%, higher than the Fed aims for, but not a crisis level. In the second quarter of the year, that number was 7.9%. There are expected corresponding adjustments from the Fed, expecting to raise interest rates by only a quarter percentage point at the next policy meeting. Why do we care? Despite personally being obsessed with trends news like this, my recommendation is about focus. Stay focused on your own performance. I'm self-aware enough to know that the interesting story is about turbulence. The story actually appears to be more about stabilizing to what many economists view as more normal. Free money, that idea of capital being available at nearly no cost, is not normal, even though it's been the state of affairs for a considerable amount of time. The exceptionally low rates were the exception, not the norm. This is a small one, but I didn't want to let it slip by. Amazon is opening its Buy with Prime program up, allowing eligible U.S. merchants to offer its Prime logistics services without having to sell on Amazon. Sellers who sign up pay Amazon to store and deliver their products and process customer payments. People who pay for Amazon Prime can get free shipping and next-day delivery from more places that want to keep selling or only sell through their own websites. It's logistics as a service. Why do we care? My spidey sense tells me that this is useful to some listeners. Can you help your customers leverage this? I'd love to hear about it. Logistics as a service. Here's the insight. Amazon's capability to turn an expense line item into a profit center is exceptional. Need all that variable computing power? Find a way to resell it. That's AWS. And here, need a logistics operation to run your own? Find a way to resell it, making money off a cost center. Ransomware operators are streamlining their businesses. Some are no longer locking up the target systems via encryption and instead steal the data before locking the organization out and then demanding a second payment to stop it from leaking online. LockBit, for example, is urging members to stop using encryption in attacks on critical infrastructure and have a rule to ban the tactic. The operators have learned that they can get paid the same amount for half the work. Here's the latest landscape data from the 2022 Thales Cloud Security Study. Organizations run an average of 6 different tools or features to secure their public cloud environments, and 96% of decision makers still report that their organizations face security incidents in the last 12 months. 45% of businesses have experienced a cloud-based data breach or failed audit over the past year. Between 2020 and 2021, ransomware-related data leaks and interactive intrusion campaigns increased by 45%. Also happening last week, a series of meetings at the UN, which is working on a new international cybercrime treaty. The goal is a treaty designed to frame new laws around the world. Why do we care? The change in tactics by ransomware operators feels prescient. While I don't believe it changes defenders' tactics, it changes the risk calculus business owners apply. We're not defending against downtime and instead protecting against data exposure. The new strategy to consider is having less data online. You can't be extorted for data you didn't collect. Hoovering up everything you can is far riskier now than ever, and there's high value in helping customers ensure they are only keeping what they need to, which minimizes risk. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so? Advertising on this show. Our reach is 5,000 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there. And one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. Thanks for listening. Today is Customer Service Day. A good customer service can be an asset to your brand. Today's the day to think extra hard about that for your IT services company. Back again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.